I just wanted to make sure whether you wanted a meeting this evening. Rusk sees no need, McNamara sees no need, unless you want one.
I don't think so. What is our strategy now? What are their recommendations?
Well, I think their recommendations, you've talked to them both, I just checked with them, and you know their views on the statement, and I won't try to interpret or reinterpret. You can make your own judgment on that.
Says after talking to Paul and Manning, and he thinks that paragraph's all right.
Well, if
helps, that... It helps separate them from Bosch people from the communists. So I don't know. I'd ask Bill. Am I crazy? I thought that that's why they were against it. I thought they said they were against it.
Well, I must say I think it's a matter of shading, Mr. President. I would, and I may not be hearing them as accurately as I'm trying to. I think the feeling that I had from both of them at different times was that this was not the time to...
Rusk said that his was on the original statement, where powers.
Well, I don't think the newspaper men are going to need to be told twice by that language that you have made a declaration of war on the communists in the Dominican Republic. And I think the time, my own feeling about that is that the time to do that is when we have to do it. Now, right now, you're the most powerful man in the Dominican Republic. You've got 4,000 troops there. They're good troops. Nobody else has much of anything. The Secretary General is flying out at 7 o'clock, and the reason he's flying is that you've had a plane laid on waiting for him all day long. You've got Betancourt and the entire liberal world being talked to by American liberals. You're in charge and on top, and you're in communication, and you're ready to move. You've got your division where you want it, but you haven't committed yourself, and I'm awfully afraid this paragraph commits you.
Let's read it now. Let's just see.
I'm not sure what it reads now. You've got the latest text.
While there are significant and disturbing signs, I could say that revolutionary aims are being perverted. I don't like that word, and I think it's enough just to give a hint that there are significant signs.
Right.
People trained outside the Dominican Republic are seeking to gain control over the rebel movement.
Yeah.
That's not Bosch. That's the 53 men that they've named being Castro trained.
Yeah.
Thus, the legitimate aspiration to the Dominican people and most of their leaders, which could be Bosch,
should be
for progress and democracy and social justice, are threatened.
Mm-hmm.
The principles of the inter-American system, which support these aspirations, are menaced, deeply menaced, you put, are being menaced by dangerous elements.
That was Rusk's language in one phone call. I don't think it matters.
Well, dangerous elements sounds a little worse, but that's all right. Now, that's the sentence. That's what we've been debating about.
Yeah. Well, it's not cosmic in that language, let me admit that. I would vote against it if I had a vote, but I don't. You've got the only vote. I think it doesn't, it's not crucial. It will be the lead.
I think it's the only thing that says anything, and I think it says that there are some disturbing signs there and puts the people on notice that we are aware of them, that we're not secreting it, we're not trying to hide it, and we're not covering for
them. Here's a gentle weakening way that I think is actually even more accurate, significant and disturbing signs that people trained outside the Dominican Republic. See, one of the troubles is they've named 45 people, they've spotted 8 of them. Nobody has yet said that any one of these communists is actually in command of a column or has, in fact, any. The representatives that are going and speaking to people are these military that are with Bosch that nobody says are communists. They're neither better nor worse than our military. They're just Dominican colonels trained under Trujillo, every one of them. We haven't yet heard back from Martin. I gave him as a private commission to let us know his own clear-headed view on this thing so that you could have a double-barreled look before you get pinned to a civil war against the communists that aren't in charge. Nobody is... I don't know that we are that clear that these guys are that much in control of this messy movement. We know that they're around.
All we say is seeking, Mike.
That's right. That's correct. I accept that. But this is the first time you've said it, and this makes the President of the United States the declared watcher of the communists in the Dominican Republic. And the question is only whether to do that tonight. That's the only question.
It makes a report to the American people that...
That's right. And I will have to tell you, Mr. President, that McCloy told me that he thought that it was... Maybe I did tell you this, that it was important to make it clear why you were doing all this at some point. He didn't say when. I said the when is the tough issue. Let me just see him check my Eisenhower notes to see if he covered that point. No, he thinks it's terribly important to get the OS to give him other troops. We're trying to do that. Propaganda, cut off their supplies, mobile reserve force. Done you just right. He likes the idea of a cordon. Thinks we ought to get C-47s and choppers so that we can get food to anybody who needs it. You've made the tough decision. That's the essence of it. That may be one or two.
Meanwhile, well, then let's see how you would change this if you would change it. Meanwhile, there's significant... Would you cut out the word disturbing? Meanwhile, there...
Yeah, I would. Meanwhile, there are significant signs that people... I wouldn't be disturbed if I were the President of the United States. I'd be on top of it. I think that's
there
right.
There are significant signs that people trained outside the Dominican Republic are seeking to gain control over the rebel movement.
Yeah, that is better. That is better.
Well, thus, the legitimate aims of the Dominican people and most of their leaders are progress, democracy, and social justice are threatened. Now, Rush thinks that helps with the boys, the principle.
Yeah, I agree to that. I agree to that.
Which support these aspirations of being menaced by dangerous elements. Why don't you say of being menaced? Or would you say by dangerous elements?
I would say could be endangered by these elements, by such elements.
All right. Which support these aspirations?
Could be endangered.
Well, aren't they when they're killing our people? What do you mean, could be?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The killing our people is another matter. You're planning not to comment on that still.
Well, wouldn't you? Would you?
Well, we don't know enough, really.
Well, we know we've got one dead, 9 wounded, 3 airborne wounded. Just got it.
Well, then you're ahead of me.
Well, would you comment on it?
I don't think we know the circumstances, do we? Unfortunately, they weren't in the process of evacuation, nor were they setting up the international zone. They were moving around to connect up with loyal troops, and
they were establishing a perimeter around the zone.
Now, were they?
In the low-cost housing unit.
Yeah.
Are menaced by, what do you say, dangerous elements?
I would say, you know what I'd say, Mr. President, thus the legitimate aspirations of the Dominican people and most of their leaders for progress, democracy, and social justice are threatened, and so are the principles of the inter-American system, which support these aspirations.
All right, wait a minute. And
so are the principles. You know, you don't have to do this to keep me aboard, Mr. President. If you don't like it, you say no. I don't, you know, you're the boss. So are the principles of the inter-American system which support these aspirations. I just think the dangerous elements isn't so good. Menaced isn't as good a word as threatened. That's the only reason for doing it that way.
And so are the principles. So are the principles of the
inter-American system.
So are the...
Principles of the inter... The rest of... Just picking up that whole clause, which is right there. Principles of the American system, which support these aspirations, in the typescript.
And so are the principles of the American system. All right, now do you buy it?
I myself wouldn't do it, but of course I buy it, if that's what you... Yes, sir.
Well, I thought I'd done it to... I thought I'd taken out all the stuff.
Well, I myself, Mr. President, wouldn't this evening point the finger that hard at the communists, but I don't think it's anything like as tough as it was, no.
I would read then, meanwhile, there are significant signs that people trained outside the Dominican Republic seeking to gain control over the rebel movement. Thusly, legitimate aspirations of the Dominican people and most of their leaders for progress, democracy, and social justice are threatened, and so are the principles of the inter-American system.
Yeah.
All right, now then, give me your argument why that says practically nothing now.
Well, it's still the lead, and it will be a sharp shift from the position we took very clearly all through the last, I think, right up through noon today. In fact, as far as I know, we've taken it all the way through, which is that our people are there to evacuate other people. And I don't think we put enough distance between us and that initial decision, nor that we are ready enough to take other action to be surfacing the big lead that the president says the danger is communism.
Well, how long do you think, Mac, that we've got there?
I don't know, Mr.
Will we act? Will
I don't know, but the moment you act, you can explain it at the same instant.
They say, why did you sit around here for 3 days and not tell us?
Well, Mr. President, I don't think they're going to worry about it once you explain it and decide it. I'm not sure you're going to decide on that kind of action. And I think it's terribly important that...
Oh, but I want to be free to, and I'm afraid I'm being...
You don't feel free to now? I think you're free as air with the American people to decide that this damn thing has got to be stopped.
Tell the American people ahead of time, and they know what is doing it. I think that you've deceived them.
Well, the gut question is whether they need to know that you're watching this, and at some point they do. I wouldn't have thought it was tonight, but I must say, the way it now reads, Mr. President, obvious, if it were my own judgment, I wouldn't quite do it, but I'm certainly not going to... That's why you're president. That's what you get paid for.
Oh, we've doctored it down now to where...
That's true. You haven't doctored it out of the headlines, I'll tell you that. That's absolutely the certainty. You've still got a very big story. Because you've also got this important sentence in the next paragraph, which again I worry about. Loss of time may mean that it is too late to preserve the freedom which alone can lead to the establishment of true democracy. That sets the clock ticking. And,
Well, now, hell, you're the man to dictate this.
Of course I did. I'm perfectly prepared to switch my ground and look at the thing and worry about it during the day. And you've got a man on the way. You've got the OAS hard at work. You're going to have a commission down there.
Now, are you against the whole statement? I thought you were just against part of it.
No, I would make the statement without the paragraph. I'm not worried about that.
Are you worried about the loss of time? That's what I'm trying to follow.
That one sentence, I think, is the one that I would bracket if I were doing it. I would keep the emphasis on strengthening the ceasefire, clearing the road for constitutional process, and keeping the heat on the OAS now that they've done this one thing. I would not put the big lead on President Warren's of communism. I'd leave that implicit. And that's why I would be willing to keep the last sentence without falling prey to conspiracy from any quarter, because that will at once, that will be noticed, but it won't put you too hard on. But I can't say that I think the third paragraph changes it all that much, Mr. President. If your judgment is that your obligation to the American people is to put them on notice, A, that this problem exists, and B, and perhaps just as important, that you know it exists, okay, we do it. Let's do it. I can see the argument for that, and I think it's at a point it'll be damned important. In a way, it turns, I think, on what you guess in your stomach you're going to have to do in the next 3 days. If you believe you're going to have to say, gentlemen, clean it up between now and, say, Wednesday, then it's not too soon to say this. If you think that it's more likely that the thing will sort of politically haggle it out and that we'll get some commissioners, maybe agreeable to Bosch, who'll say, God damn it, take your commies out of here, and otherwise the Americans won't ever play, if you think you can politic it out, then I'm not sure you need to say this tonight.
Would we be handicapped if we had said this, you think? And agreeing to
in the current form, not too much, no. Not too much, now that I think about it. As you look at it, you become the tough guy who is going to have to act if other people don't keep an eye out. I don't think that's too bad.
Okay.
Right?